The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Dear listeners, I remain occupied with the issue of illegals and amnesty because I believe that Obama may boldly bypass Congress and give amnesty to 30 million illegals and get away with it and remain in power, and we will lose our beloved country as we know it. Listen to this hypothetical conversation between Jim the American and Juan the Mexican, and kudos to Gene Sandin for sharing it. Juan, I see that you and thousands of other protesters are marching in the streets to demonstrate your cause. What is it and why the protest? We want our rights. We'll show you how powerful we are. What rights? Our right to live here legally. All right to get all the benefits you get. When did you come to the U.S.? 6 years ago, I crossed over the border at night with 7 other friends. Why did you come? For work. I can earn as much in 1 month here as I could in a year in Mexico. Besides, I get free health care. Our Mexican children can go to school free. If I lose my job, I get welfare. And someday, I will have the Social Security. Nothing like that in Mexico. Did you feel badly about breaking our immigration laws when you came, Juan? No. Why should I feel bad? I have a right to be here. I have a right to amnesty. I pay lots of money for my Social Security and green card. How did you acquire those documents? From a guy in Dallas. He charged me a lot of money, too. Do you know those documents were forged, Juan? No. Doesn't matter. I have a right to be here and work. What's the right you speak of, Juan? The right of all aliens. It's found in your Constitution. Read it. I have read it, but I don't remember it saying anything about rights for aliens. It's in that part it says that all men have alien rights, like the right to pursue happiness. I wasn't happy in Mexico, so I came here. I think you're referring to the Declaration of Independence, and that document speaks to unalienable rights. Not alienable rights. Whatever. Since you're demanding to become an American citizen, why are you carrying a Mexican flag? Because I'm Mexican. But you said you wanted to be given amnesty to become a U.S. citizen. No, that's not what we want. This is our country. It's a part of Mexico that you gringos stole from us. We want it returned to the rightful owner. So, you really don't want to become an American citizen then. I just want my rights. Everyone has a right to live, work, and speak their native language wherever and whenever they please. Juan, if I crossed over the border into Mexico without proper documentation, what rights would I have there? Oh, you would probably go to jail, but that's different. How is it different? You said everyone has a right to live wherever they please. Now you want Mexico too? Mexico has its rights. You gringos have no rights in Mexico. Why do you want to go there anyway? Stay in your own country, the country of your birth. I see. There's no way we can agree on this issue. Thanks for your comments, Juan. Viva Mexico! Listeners, please wake up. We are about to lose our country unless we vigorously say no to amnesty and close the borders. Thomas Jefferson said, "The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants." For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.